Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to Dr. Pat and the Transformation Talk Radio Network, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. Plus, I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's up in the heavens, I'll talk about our changing economy. On September 19th, the second of seven peaks for our revolutionary energies, that Uranus square Pluto, will occur. And with all these changes going on, I'll discuss how the economy looks for the future and how you can benefit from the changes it's going through. Now, next Friday, September 21st, I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I tell you what's up in the heavens, I want to remind you that the 2013 Good Timing Guides are now in stock and shipping. So if you're starting to plan major projects for next year, now is a great time to get your guides so you can choose the most auspicious and successful dates for them. And remember that the Good Timing Guide also provides you those timeout periods, which occur three times each week when nothing positive comes of the actions you take or the decisions you make. So be effective and successful with your plans. Get your 2013 Good Timing Guide now at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. And that number again is 877-524-8300. And I also want to remind you that the information I give you weekly can be gotten a lot earlier by ordering my Good Timing quarterly newsletters with email updates. They also include articles about what's happening in the economy, business trends, investment suggestions, and how major news stories reflect the current cycles. Now, weekly email updates keep you on top of these things, while the quarterly newsletters give you plenty of advance notice of the cycles, so you can take full advantage of them. To order them, go to my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call us at 877-524-8300. So, what's up in the heavens? Tomorrow, on September 15th, we have a new moon, and within a couple of days of a new moon is when we naturally begin new projects each month. Now, the new moon on September 15th appears to be the calm before the storm, if such a thing still exists. Budget issues and cost-cutting seem to be the order of the day, and this is shown by the cycles of Venus square Mars. Certainly, this is a big issue in Congress. Moody's is also threatening to cut the U.S. credit rating if a new fiscal deal isn't reached in 2013, and this is related to the Venus square Mars cycle. Now, this cycle takes until September 27th to peak, and then it stays in range through October 12th. And you may encounter personal issues where you feel like you don't have enough money, or your own money is being cut in some way, or your own budget. The good news about our new moon tomorrow is that there are multiple unexpected and strong potentials to make money. This is shown by the cycles of Venus trine Uranus, Venus biseptile Pluto, and Venus triseptile Chiron. Together, these are excellent cycles for making money unexpectedly or from new technologies. It could also be used to make money from website promotions. Take advantage of this. Since these cycles are part of the new moon, their impact will be with us for 2 weeks. However, they are strongest now through September 18th. Now, in addition, we have another money cycle that comes into range on September 18th. This is Venus sextile Jupiter. This cycle allows you to expand your income or wealth, or you may choose to spend money on something you want but probably don't need. That usually means we're having some fun. Venus sextile Jupiter peaks on September 20th and stays in range through most of September 23rd. Now, this new moon is also just 3 days prior to the second peak of Uranus square Pluto, which I'll discuss more fully in a few minutes. So these energies are very exact, only 7 minutes from peaking, and there's 60 minutes in a degree, so 7 minutes, very little. Yet, even in this situation, there are ways around the challenges that can bring in plenty of money. So one might expect this, since we're about 7 weeks from the presidential election, when it's common for the economy to improve. However, considering the energies of the upcoming full moon, this is really a wonderful gift. Now, the stock market appears to be humming along, and the debt issue in the background is still looming, but it looks as though most investors are looking the other way for now. Travel and retail appear to be bright spots. However, this will change shortly, so beware. This is definitely the calm before the storm, which will arrive Saturday, September 22nd. Now, our revolutionary cycle of Uranus square Pluto peaks for the second of 7 times on September 19th. And I'll be discussing this cycle related to our economy in the next segment of the show. For now, though, this cycle has several potentials for which you may want some preparation. One of these is the potential for solar flares, storms, or other earth changes to unexpectedly knock out electrical power. This could be similar to the power outages that some eastern states experienced in June due to storms when we had the first peak of this cycle. Now is a good time to have extra supplies on hand that you may need in case of a power outage. It could be especially helpful to have foods you can quickly and easily eat without power, and remember, extra blankets too. Now, remember that if we don't have electrical power, we don't have access to gas, food, and other items like medicine. So for the next month or so, keep your car's gas tank at least half full and stock up on essentials. Remember batteries and first aid needs. Now, next, we're already in range of another cycle that's associated with attempting to do too much with too little time, money, or energy. Now, if you're in this boat, like I'm in most of the time, it's time to make an adjustment in this area. Do less or give yourself a longer timetable in which to get it done. This cycle is Mars in conjunct Jupiter. It's already in range. It peaks this Sunday on September 16th. It stays in range through September 19th, next Wednesday. Now, next, two more cycles come in range on September 16th. These cycles are Mercury square Pluto and Mercury opposite Uranus. This set of cycles is known for spreading gossip and other negative but not necessarily accurate information. We're near the end of the presidential and other election campaigns, so be careful what you believe. I've heard a lot of distortion going on out there, so check out the details for yourself. These cycles are also associated with accidents and even fatal or near-fatal accidents. So this is a time to be extra cautious in driving. Accidents from these cycles are typically caused by not seeing someone or someone making unexpected moves. Be sure to use your turn signals and keep your eyes open for people who may make sudden moves. These cycles peak on September 20th, very close to the peak of Uranus square Pluto. So these cycles are intense. This is no time to be in resistance mode to major changes in your life since you might end up having an accident. It's better to have a breakthrough instead. These cycles stay in range through September 24th, so be extra careful driving from September 16th through the 24th of this month. Plus, at the same time, we have another cycle which is associated with confusion or not paying attention to details. This cycle is Mercury in conjunct Neptune. It comes in range on this Sunday, September 16th, peaks on Monday, September 17th, and stays in range through September 18th. So be extra careful driving this coming week. The cycle can also be associated with general confusion and mistakes. If you're doing detailed work, double-check everything. It's a good time to work with your intuition instead of just your logical brain to see what kind of information you can get. And if you do so, you're likely to get some otherwise elusive solutions, so make use of them. Now for a tip from my 2012 Good Timing Guide. And this week your tip is this. Next week is a challenging week with only 2 days that have good final results. Those occur on Tuesday and Wednesday, but Tuesday is by far the better of those 2 dates. The rest of the week is filled with orange falling outs for final results or timeout periods until we get to next Saturday afternoon on September 22nd. And that has a yellow or challenging final result. So be smart. Today and tomorrow have good final results, and tomorrow is the new moon. Perhaps you can wait until then to start new projects. I certainly hope so. That is your best option tomorrow. Lastly, just a quick reminder that you can sign up to receive your own copy of What's Up in the Heavens. And it's a copy of the information I give you each week on this show, so you don't have to take notes. You can get this in your email on Fridays by registering for it on my website. And to do so, just go to my website at askmadeline.com and look for the What's Up in the Heavens link on the left side of the homepage. That's askmadeline.com, and it's free. So get signed up today. Now, do you know what to expect with our economy? Where it's going? And when I come back from this very short break, I'll talk about our changing economy and how you can benefit from the changes it's going through. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her 4-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Do you feel that somehow there should be more to life? Would you like to navigate through life so that you can more easily find your way to greater joy, ease, and abundance? Join Transformation Talk Radio hosts Christine Upchurch and Sabrina Fritz on Saturday, September 15th in Seattle for Authenticity Rising, 5 fun steps to true empowerment. For more information about this one-day workshop, visit AuthenticityRising.com. That's AuthenticityRising.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you prosper by working in harmony with the universe. Today I'm talking about our changing economy. And on September 19th, the second of seven peaks for our revolutionary energies will occur. And with all these changes going on, I'm going to discuss how the economy looks for the future and how you can benefit from the changes it's going through. Now, we've just had a big announcement this week, in fact, yesterday, by the Federal Reserve, that they're going to basically print $40 billion per month, which is $480 billion for the next year. Although they've already tried this multiple times previously, and they call this quantitative easing, somehow they expect a different result this time. Now, for those of you who remember, that's the definition of insanity. So what's ahead for our economy when insanity is prevailing? Well, if you've heard any of my previous shows about the economy, you know that our global economy has way too much debt. And this debt is like adding lead weights to someone and then asking them to swim the English Channel. It makes a very difficult job impossible. So what's going on is that the Federal Reserve is going to print enough money so the U.S. government can continue to pay off its interest payments for its treasury bonds. But do you realize we can never pay off the principal of what's owed? It's like one of those two big credit card bills where only the interest is paid off and the principal never gets paid. Now, if you were Ben Bernanke, I guarantee that you would do the same thing he's doing. From his perspective, there is no other way to keep the U.S. solvent and have any chance of the U.S. paying back the debt. But I also assure you that he knows it won't work in the long run. And that's because this method of paying back too much debt has been tried many times in the past, and it's never worked. In fact, not only has it never worked, the country's currency always failed before the country's debt was paid back or even at a reasonable level. Now, that meant that in every case, the country's currency experienced hyperinflation, sometimes with 50 to 100% inflation per day. But as terrible as that outcome sounds, being the chairman of the Federal Reserve when the United States defaults on its treasury bonds looks like a much worse alternative. So from his perspective, perhaps this will buy enough time for them to come up with a real solution. I'm sure he's hoping so. Now, before we go down this path any further, I want to talk about the economic cycles and where they're headed. There are some good news and some not so good news. First, there are three major cycles that suggest how the economy is doing. One of these is an 18.6-year cycle, and it's been headed upward since late August 2009. However, it will take until late April 2017 through mid-November 2018 for the economy to reach its next peak. Now, that is only one indicator, but nevertheless, it's an important one, and at least it's headed upward. Now, the next cycle is one that's associated with the overall level of the economy, and it's a 20-year cycle that occurs between Jupiter and Saturn. Now, at the moment, these planets are headed into a tough challenge. Jupiter, sesquiquadrate Saturn, shows we're in a tough, entrenched pattern in the economy. It's very hard to grow in this situation. The cycle will peak on October 15th, though, and it goes out of range by October 31st. So this is very temporary, and let's be grateful for that. Now, the good news about this Jupiter-Saturn cycle is that we get an excellent cycle with them by mid-July 2013. That's when we'll get Jupiter trine Saturn, and this period will last from mid-July 2013 through very early September 2013. So there's a good cycle that's coming up next year, and that's also on the positive side. Now, in addition, we're having a lot of solar flares, also known as coronal mass ejections. Solar flare peaks, which we're supposed to have in 2013, are also associated with economic highs. Now, this summer, we've had a large amount of solar flares. In fact, we had 18 of them within 72 hours on July 4th. And we're just getting started. The good news about solar flares is that they're also associated with the stock market going higher. So here's yet a third indicator that by next year, the economy will improve. So that's the good news. The general direction is heading toward an improved condition for the economy. One of the three indicators shows a very stuck situation right now, but even that cycle improves to a much better state by next summer. However, I should also warn you that inflation appears to be much stronger by next summer as well. Now, I also said that there are some cycles that are not so good news. And one of those cycles is our Uranus square Pluto, which is peaking for the second of seven times on next Wednesday, September 19th. Now, these are those revolutionary energies that I keep talking about, and they'll be very strong now through March 2015. Then gradually they ease up until finally they get out of range in March 2019. Yes, that's a long time. So we have a lot of changes to make between now and then, and the economy is part of those major changes. So what kind of changes do we need to make to the economy, and how can we get ahead of the curve so we're not negatively impacted by what's happening? Part of the transformation of our economy is related to our currency. It's already been devalued about 98% since the end of 1913, when the Federal Reserve got started. So keep in mind that since that time, the U.S. has been paying rent or interest to the Federal Reserve for every dollar that exists. So it's in the Fed's best interest to keep printing money, so to speak, since they get paid more and more for it. In fact, our dollars no longer say U.S. Treasury on them. Instead, they say Federal Reserve note. Now, this is one of the great secrets of our time, that the Federal Reserve is a private corporation which robs the American people of the value of their money by printing more and more of it. Then they charge American taxpayers for doing so by charging the government interest on each dollar. So the government never owns its own money. It's always in debt. Do you think it's time to change that? Well, now is our chance. The Federal Reserve has a 100-year charter, which will expire in December 2013. That's a year from now, so if ever there was a chance to change this, this would be it. Now, first, I want to make clear that your money is becoming worth less and less just sitting in a bank, or for that matter, even an investment account. And whether or not we're successful in stopping a continuation of the Federal Reserve charter next year, our money is going to buy less and less. In fact, yesterday's Wall Street Journal reported that we're back to the same median household income we had in 1995. And because the economy is headed upward, all those dollars that the Federal Reserve is essentially printing will help fuel even higher inflation. And that means our lower incomes will buy even less and less. So here's what to do. Start buying gold and silver coins as soon as possible. In the past month, gold has gone up $175 per ounce because investors were getting a clear signal from the Federal Reserve that they were going to take action. Gold now sells for a spot price of around $1,775 per ounce. And by the end of this year, gold will hit at least $2,000 per ounce and probably $2,500 per ounce. By the end of 2013, gold could be $3,500 per ounce or higher. Last year, gold went up too fast, and it's in recovery stages now. This is your chance to get your money to safety. And when I first started telling people to buy gold, it was $260 per ounce. This just shows you how much our dollars have devalued in 12 years. Now, you can buy gold coins or silver coins from local coin shops. This is the easiest way to do it. And you can also buy gold online and by phone. Now, I have an article on my site titled How to Buy Gold. Just go to my articles link. And I recommend that you read that before you buy gold or silver, especially if you aren't familiar with this. Now, what other changes should we expect to the economy? First, more jobs are going to come from smaller companies or individuals who start their own business than from corporations. So if you have a revolutionary idea, now is a great time to pursue it. Second, we're going to have some energy breakthroughs in the next few years, and these energy technology breakthroughs have been suppressed for many years. But finally, they won't be able to be suppressed any longer. And this is partly what will turn the economy around. Inexpensive and safe energy will fuel the new economy. And third, our economy has to become sustainable. So think about that when you purchase any stocks or corporate bonds, and especially when you buy products. Does that company use sustainable processes which help save the environment? Are the products it produces contributing to a sustainable economy? If not, you're throwing your money down a rat hole. Wake up and start supporting the companies which will help take us to a sustainable planet and a sustainable economy. We are the only ones who can change this, and we can do that by choosing who we support with our dollars. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip, and this week your tip is this. Buy gold and silver coins. Yes, I repeat, buy gold and silver coins. You can buy 10th-ounce, quarter-ounce, half-ounce, and 1-ounce gold coins. Just get yourself started. Now, join me again next Friday, September 21st, when I'll take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Lastly, just a reminder to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And remember to order your 2013 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters so you can work in harmony with the universe. And while you're there, remember to sign up for What's Up in the Heavens. It's free, so get signed up. You can also call us toll-free to order, arrange a consultation, or a custom timing at 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. And next, stay tuned for Dr. Pat. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.